Shabbat Shalom. There's like four of you. What's going on? Shabbat Shalom! All right. I still think this half of the room is more excited about Shabbat than this half of the room, but we'll see what we can do. For those of you who don't know, I have two children, a five-year-old and a two-year-old, and my five-year-old, Liba, started kindergarten this year. Thank you. Just like a little crazy for me. And there are milestones along the way that you don't think about. She had her first all-school assembly last week, which I hadn't thought of as a big deal, but imagining my little kid sitting there with all 450 all through eighth graders in one room was a little terrifying. And I started to remember my own assemblies and think about the various speakers who told me not to drink or do drugs or other things that I should know about, which are good advice. And I thought about the Parsha, and I was imagining Noah coming as a motivational speaker as a role model to one of these assemblies. And it occurred to me that I don't know that he'd do a great job. Noah, yes, he has some great stuff, but A, we're not really sure about how good of a guy Noah is to begin with. The commentaries debate, because he's called the most righteous in his generation. So does that mean he was like a really great guy? Or does that mean everyone else was really terrible? Well, like the commentators go back and forth. What's more, he doesn't seem to really talk to anyone. He doesn't go try and save anyone else. And then right after, you know what he does? He's on, like, the boat's empty. He's made it onto land. What is the first thing he does? Is he plants grapes to have wine. Now, to be fair, 40 days on an ark with every animal ever, I'd probably want a glass of wine at the end of that too. But I'm not sure that's who I would want as the motivational speaker, the role model, to come talk to my kids. Who in this story are my role models? Who are the heroes that I'd really like to raise up? Maybe ones that don't get the regular kind of recognition. I think it's Noah's daughters-in-law. Noah is told, you're going to save your wife, your sons, and your sons' wives. Bring them all in the boat with you. The sons' wives never get a name. There's an apocryphal book, the Book of Jubilees, that gives them some names I can't pronounce. I tried for like 20 minutes yesterday, so I'm not going to try. But in the Bible, they get no names. And what's more, what's even weirder, is the commentators are almost entirely silent on their identity. But at least if you think about it, they are the Steve Jobs of thousands of years ago. What is so great about Steve Jobs? Not that he made all the doohickeys that I love to play with so much, though that's pretty great. Steve Jobs was able to look at the world and see what could come next. Noah and his immediate family know that Noah can talk to God, that Noah talks with God. Noah has insider trading information about what's coming next. But the daughters-in-law, they don't know Noah for forever. He's not their father. Why would they know to listen to the guy who says, I'm going to build a giant boat on dry land because it's going to float up and save everyone? The average person would be like, I want a divorce. We're leaving. We're not doing this with you. But somehow these three women, who don't get names, who don't get recognition, they're the ones who see the writing on the wall, see that Noah is probably right. They gamble. They get on the boat with their husbands. And ultimately, Noah might be the one who saved the seeds of humanity. But these women literally gave birth to humanity. Noah and his wife have no more children after the flood. These women, who go unnamed, become the mothers of all of us. That's how smart, how intuitive, how brave these three women are. And so if I'm going to have an assembly, and someone from this week, Parsha, is going to come talk, it's these three women. I want them to share how they could possibly have been intuitive enough to see that writing on the wall, to see what was coming, and brave enough to take the risk to get on that boat. So this Shabbat, as we think again about the story of the flood, I would love for us also to remember the unsung heroes that are Noah's daughters-in-law, which more often are more like all of us who don't get to hear the direct word of God. Most of the time, we are guessing whether or not to get on the proverbial boat or not. Shabbat Shalom.